Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the sometimes messy world of self-discovery. Today, we're diving into something super juicy. Self-love practices that can actually help you cultivate a positive relationship with yourself, yeah, even on those days when it feels like you're doing everything wrong. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like there's this inner voice constantly pointing out all the things you could be doing better? Trust me, you're not alone. We all have that little gremlin in our heads sometimes. But what if we told you that you can actually reprogram that inner critic and turn it into a supportive cheerleader? That's where self-love practices come in. They're like magic spells for your soul, simple yet powerful rituals that can shift your perspective and help you finally see yourself through loving, compassionate eyes. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let's be clear. Self-love isn't about vanity or becoming some delusional narcissist. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and respect you would offer to someone you truly care about, a bestie, a sibling, your favorite aunt who always bakes cookies. Here are five powerful self-love practices that can make a world of difference. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is life-changing. Instead of focusing on what's missing or going wrong, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good stuff. It could be as simple as savoring a delicious cup of coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or appreciating a kind gesture from a stranger. Remember, even in tough times, there are always things to be grateful for. 2. Speak kindly to yourself. You wouldn't say those harsh things to a friend, right? So why do we allow ourselves to talk to ourselves like that? Be mindful of your inner dialogue and challenge those negative thoughts. Replace them with positive affirmations. I am capable. I am worthy of love. I am strong. 3. Set boundaries. This is huge. Learning to say no and protect your energy is essential for self-love. Don't be afraid to set boundaries with people, situations, or even activities that drain you. Remember, you have the right to prioritize your well-being and happiness. 4. Nurture your body. Treat your body like the temple it is. Fuel it with nourishing foods, move it in ways that feel good, and give yourself plenty of rest. When you take care of your physical health, you naturally radiate more self-love. 5. Engage in activities you love. Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading, painting, hiking, dancing, or spending time with loved ones. When you engage in activities that nourish your soul, you feel more connected to yourself and the world around you. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a super ambitious entrepreneur who constantly pushes herself to the limit. She's always striving for success, but somewhere along the way, she lost sight of her own needs. She's exhausted, stressed, and feeling a little disconnected from herself. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to start incorporating these self-love practices into her routine. She starts each morning by journaling about 3 things she's grateful for. She challenges those negative self-talk messages and replaces them with positive affirmations. She learns to say no to extra projects that would overwhelm her, and she prioritizes taking walks in nature to reconnect with herself. Sarah also rediscovers the joy of painting something she used to love as a child. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling a shift. Her stress levels decrease, she feels more energized, and she's rediscovering her passion for life. She realizes that self-love isn't selfish, it's essential for her well-being and allows her to show up fully in all areas of her life. Remember, my love, self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Start implementing these practices today, even if it's just one small step at a time. You deserve to feel loved, worthy, and empowered. So go out there, shine your light, and remember you are absolutely beautiful, inside and out. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-love boost. After all, sharing the love is always a good thing. We'll catch you in the next episode for another dose of inner child healing. Until then, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.